What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Anthony Armstrong, former Washington wide receiver, going to jump on in about 20 minutes. Charlie Cassidy, former GM, Super Bowl winning GM, will join us at 8 o'clock. And Scott Abraham from ABC7 at 9 o'clock.
We're also going to take calls later in the show from Commanders fans to find out. One, I want to know where the watch parties are.
Yep.
And then number two, you know, just how jacked up they are for this game and whether or not they think they can win. So we'll take some calls later.
Will you attend one of those watch parties? Like, you want to hear about all these watch parties.
No.
You must live vicariously through
others. I'm not a watch party guy. Yeah. My watch party will be my living room. Mm-hmm. My daughter has a couple friends who are Virginia Tech students that live in the Northeast, and they're going to break up the trip.
Ah.
One lives in New Hampshire. She's going to come down, break up the trip, stay over. A couple other girls are going to come over who live in New Jersey. So we're going to have our own little watch party at the house.
Okay, good.
But I'm not going to go out anywhere.
Right. When does Ava leave for Virginia Tech?
Sunday morning.
She drives herself, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got her own car.
Hopefully the weather is okay.
Gotcha.
We're calling for some snow on Sunday morning.
All right, let's hit the skins, boys. Hit the skins.
I hope your flight gets in okay.
Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, this is interesting. Valdez has got some audio I want to play in a second of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt. I want to play that. But you guys may have seen this. I didn't see it. But I guess Lake Lewis had an article about Ben Johnson.
Right.
All right. And this is making me laugh.
I don't believe it's true.
I don't even know if it's spin, but it's kind of wild.
Okay.
But he basically says...
This is a knock on your guy, Ben Johnson, case.
He is my guy.
If you've heard this.
The prevailing wisdom is...
Ben Johnson.
All right? The prevailing... Remember when the infatuation with Ben Johnson was last year?
Sure.
And everybody wanted him.
Was that a fever pitch?
The prevailing wisdom is that he called them in the middle of the flight or something and said he was pulling out.
Right.
And that they were pissed and they turned around and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Lewis says, and I wish I had it in front of me. I don't. I don't know who Lake works for, but I know who he is. And you guys know who he is if you're a Skins fan. Lake Lewis is saying he heard that Peters and company and Harris didn't want Ben Johnson because Ben wanted to keep Sam Howell at quarterback.
Ooh, I don't like that.
That was his plan. He didn't want to draft Jaden.
Okay.
And Peters already decided, we're drafting Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
Okay. If they take Caleb, we're drafting Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, obviously philosophies didn't, whatever. And he was, I guess, hell-bent on it. And so, I guess, they called him and said, no, we're moving on. Mm. So and I don't know. Somebody did some great
spin.
Did
they actually turn the plane around? Like OAR is going to do a song about it? A variant of Turn the Car Around?
I wish I had the damn article right in front of me. I don't. But that, to me, is incredible.
Well, that's damn. If Ben Johnson favored Howell over Jaden Daniels, that makes me second guess him.
Yeah,
like now he's under the microscope a little bit.
Right. Now, listen, I don't know if that's revisionist history. It could be made up totally.
Sure.
But anyway,
I like the story, though.
I like it, too.
I like that
believe
take
it.
On
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
It's probably highly unlikely, though, that in early January, they were already settled on Jaden Daniels. That doesn't even make a lot of sense.
Well,
they hadn't gone through any of the draft process.
But here's why. Here's why it does make sense. When they introduced Adam Peters at the presser, you remember that question where they asked him to talk about the talent on the team? And he was tongue-tied for a minute.
He
couldn't even say anything. He knew the talent was garbage.
Right.
He couldn't say anything.
He may not have been high on Sam Howell. I believe that.
Sure.
But look, he did it with Goff.
What do you mean?
Ben Johnson turned into a star with Jared Goff.
Surrounded him with talent,
he's
for sure.
Yeah, wonders there.
One's
a
fifth-round pick, and one's the number one pick overall. Jared Goff was the number one pick
overall.
Jared
Goff was a throw-in on a trade.
No one thought Goff
would be this good.
I still don't think he's that good.
Is
but,
Ben Johnson
you know,
going to sit
prove
down?
Prove him wrong, and you can make me sound like an idiot.
Well, I mean, his numbers are what
he's
they are.
He's got great numbers.
You know, the Lions put out something about Goff yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, that he's the only quarterback in NFL history with 15 or more wins, 4,000 or more passing yards, 70% completion rate, and 110-plus passer rating
this year. Yeah. Well, I follow some little nerd that tweets stuff about all this stuff Jaden Daniels doing every week. I don't actually follow him. He tags me in all his posts.
Yeah.
Similar kind of numbers. But yeah, listen, Jared Goff has had a remarkable life. He's got a hot wife. He's got a little green in his backyard like Jim Nance. What a life. Okay. Can't, I got nothing to, you know, whatever. God bless him. All right. So DQ. First of all, let's actually start off with Joe Witt because obviously when your team has success, you win 13 games. When you won four the year before, your coordinators are going to get interest. People are reaching out to Cliff Kingsbury. They're reaching out to Joe Witt Jr., a defensive coordinator. And both guys have said that they want to focus on the game. Here's Joe Witt Jr.
Joe, just want to get this one out of the way first. Your name has come up with in connection to Jeff's job is a request of permission. Did you interview and how nice is it for you to be in that position where your name is mentioned after the 1 year as a DC?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to try to dodge your question, but my whole focus is on Detroit. If I put any effort and energy into anything else, with this opportunity we have, I'll be cheating these men. So that's the only thing I'm concerned with right now. Yeah.
I kind of figured you might say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's his code for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. They scare me to death. And I don't know how we're going to cover those guys. So I got to go work on that.
But I believe
instead of dealing with Jets.
It's beyond just talk.
His name's out there.
He said that he's not going to interview until after their season. And
right.
Kingsbury, the same thing. Which, you know, credit to those guys. I actually think that's the right answer. And
you
it
focus.
Could cost you a job. But, you know.
Or they could be interviewing on Monday.
They could. But a lot of times, if we keep winning.
Yeah.
Could cost them a job.
I also think it's unfair that the whole coaching process and the interview process happens during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I understand there's limited time, but you can't
it's unfair.
You can't shelve it until after at least the playoffs. The gap between the playoffs and the Super Bowl, like.
No, these coaches, they need to put staffs together.
I get it, but it is.
It's part of the business.
I feel like it's unfair to the guys that advance.
The Jets, by the way, have interviewed a million guys.
Well, they interviewed
for
Mike
their
Locksley.
Job. Here's,
I love Locks, but I mean, is he a realistic name for that job?
It'd be stunning.
I don't know why they're interviewing so many people.
Maybe they're interviewing him to be the offensive coordinator. They said head coach, but then really they're thinking OC.
I have the Jets head coach interview tracker. All right.
Yeah.
Joe Brady, offensive coordinator of the Bills. Brian Flores, defensive coordinator, Vikings. Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, Lions. Brian Greasy, quarterbacks coach, Niners. Vance Joseph, retread, defensive coordinator, Broncos. Josh McCown, quarterbacks coach, Vikings. Matt Nagy, offensive coordinator, Chiefs. Ron Rivera, Rex Ryan, Bobby Slowick, Arthur Smith, Steve Spagnuolo, Jeff Ulbrich, Mike Vrabel. Darren Rizzi, Mike Loxley, yeah. Joe Witt Jr., and Jeff Hafley. I mean, it's ridiculous how many guys they're interviewing.
No, that's like 20 guys.
Hey, you know what? You can't accuse them of not being thorough.
I don't have a problem with it. You want to get as many, like,
well, here's
as much
thing.
Input as you can for your next head coach.
Sometimes it becomes almost too many choices, and you can really get bogged
down. How do you distinguish? That's 18 guys.
You know, yeah, that's the general manager's job. That has to be him and the owner.
Some of those guys, really, they have no shot.
That's fine.
I mean, I don't understand why you... I mean, Ron Rivera has no shot at being that head coach.
He might, dude. Here's why.
No way.
He's terrible. But he's, for whatever reason, respected around the league. And then here's the difference, Jason. Remember, you got eccentric owners. Meet him and go, I love this guy. And they're just weirdos. And then the GM's not going to step up to the owner.
I still don't think there's a shot.
I don't think so either. Believe me, if you hire Ron Rivera, you're going to lose.
I think it's going to be, you know, one of the hot coordinators for them, even though the owner's crazy.
Ben Johnson apparently has said he will not interview for the Jets. He's told them not interested in you.
You know why? Because he's got that sort of clout. He has. Right. He can look at the Jets and say, well, I don't want that gig.
I think same thing for Cliff Kingsbury. He really shouldn't interview for the Jets.
Probably shouldn't. He should set his sights higher.
Yeah, stay with Jaden until you get another stud.
All of those teams have blemishes and warts. I mean, there's a reason they're all interviewing for head coaches.
Understood, but at least some of those teams have some quarterbacks.
There's a hierarchy there.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence can play at least to a level, and then, you know, Caleb has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
All right, so play the Dan Quinn audio. We have DQ, and obviously... Hold on. Obviously, a big talking point is... And I believe this. You kind of have two teams that are in a lot of ways kind of mirror images of each other, although they're much better sort of, I think, against the run. Don't they measure out way better against the run than we do? Maybe I'm wrong.
Just statistically.
I think most teams are better against
the
run.
Oh, yeah, statistically.
They measure way better. But both teams, prolific on offense. I think they score a point more than we do.
It's like 5 or 6
Here's where the
points.
Lines are not good
is
against
it 33
the run.
33-29. I think you're right.
They've allowed the fourth most quarterback rushing yards. That's good for one Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But they both are known for going for it on fourth down. Yeah. I didn't realize that DQ was going to be this aggressive this season, but he has been.
Like, that's what we stand for. Like, we stand for competing. And if there's an edge to gain and a margin to do it, like, it doesn't matter till it does, bro. And so you never know when that moment, God, if we'd only done that, if we'd only gone for it. I never want to look back and say, man, I wish I'd gone for it. Like, I hope that's my legacy one day long down the road to say, man, that dude went for it. And I hope our team plays that way, the energy we play with. Like, that's who we are, man. So I don't ever want to back off of that.
He's a no-regrets guy.
I can't imagine he was like that when he was coaching Atlanta.
I don't remember.
Because he had Matt Ryan. He didn't have, you know, a running quarterback.
Right.
So I can't imagine he was going for it a bunch.
I think the game has moved this way, though, with the analytics being more and more a part of it.
Yeah,
is on your side to go for it.
He talked about how he did a deep dive about what he didn't do right as the Falcons head coach after he lost that gig.
He learned a lot.
So I think he's learned how to manage games, how to delegate. How to let Cliff call plays.
So the Lions rank 5th in the league against the run, just 1 yard worse than Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, Tampa was really good against the run, and they kind of showed that. I mean, they definitely showed that against Washington. They only allowed 82 yards, but Detroit's right behind them.
I think we're going to see an expanded role for Eckler. B-Rob over his last 5, you know what he's averaging per game?
About 2.
Not good.
2.97 yards
almost
per carry.
But he still needs
not even 3 yards per carry. That's an abysmal number.
He still needs to be helpful. He still needs to be a factor.
Maybe. And on the flip side, Jahmyr Gibbs, and I actually agree, the fact that Montgomery's coming back might help the Commanders because Gibbs averages 5.8 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
He's so explosive.
Well, maybe they don't. Montgomery's coming back from an injury, so maybe they don't use Montgomery that much.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's eased in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are jumping on the Commanders bandwagon. One guy that might surprise you that seems like he's on the bandwagon is Micah Parsons. Can they find a way to stop Jaden Daniels? Talking about this matchup with the Lions. Mm. That's going to be the most interesting thing so far. If the game's on the line, you got Jaden Daniels with 2 minutes left and it's 17-17. Can they win that game? He's the fourth quarterback to ever win a road playoff game in his rookie year. So if he's won one, he can win another. I'll never, here's the money quote, I'll never count the Commanders out. And that's from their rival, Michael Parsons.
Look at that.
Now he's got the Quinn connection. Like, he loves Dan Quinn.
Speaking of, DQ apparently has obviously still a great relationship with a lot of the coaches in Dallas. And I believe Riggo's Rag, I want to give them credit, they're pointing out that Al Harris, I think he's their DB's coach. Remember him from his playing days.
Yeah.
That played for Green Bay for a long time, I think. For Diggs and Bland and all these DBs playing well, that he could be ripe for Dan Quinn to pluck in this offseason, especially with the staff overhaul now in Dallas.
Right.
He could be available, seemingly is available. We have DB issues. He was a miracle worker there in Dallas with some of those guys. Watch out for Al Harris potentially to come here in D.C.
By the way, the FanDuel number has dropped. The spread has dropped to 8.5.
Ooh, okay.
But the money line has gone up to 5.10, which is kind of strange. But
what about the over-under? Still set at 55?
Still sitting at 55.5. But obviously there's money coming in on Washington when they were getting 10, 9.5.
Right.
Now it's down to 8.5.
Cakes, you're big on revenge games.
I love
them. What former Redskin is part of the Lions staff?
Hold on.
It's been there 4 years.
I think I know who it is. Is Mark Brunell the quarterback's coach?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very
Mark
good.
Mark Brunell.
Lefty.
Works alongside Jared Goff.
Was he the eight car? He wear eight
here?
So.
Yeah.
When he's throwing balls at people's shoelaces?
Mm-hmm.
So many balls in the dirt.
He was okay at first. And
he won a playoff game.
Then he fell off.
He won a playoff game.
And you know what? I shouldn't murder the guy. He was super nice when we interviewed him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
He was, like, super nice.
You know who's great?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I feel like Jeff George is great.
Jeff George is very good.
I think we bonded really well with Jeff George.
He was good. We had him at one
of
the Super Bowl shows.
Over, even the curmudgeons.
We have charisma, EB.
We got the Riz.
We've got, I mean, we were the originators of the Riz.
And you know who else? You know who else is on that staff? Scotty Montgomery, who I believe Scotty Montgomery, can't remember where he played.
Is he an Ohio
Duke?
State guy?
But
am I getting it wrong?
But he was on the Duke staff.
Okay.
And I believe he was on the Maryland staff for a little bit.
Okay.
Scotty Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the OC.
I don't know. You're going way back.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Recent?
Yeah.
I don't remember that name.
Scotty Montgomery.
Yeah, where did
played college football at Duke.
Yeah.
Was in the NFL from 2000 through 2003. So
where
was
did he
long.
Coach?
Maryland, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, yes. 2019 to 2020.
Ah, wasn't that long ago.
Look at that.
Yeah, so... yeah, so kind of a local connection there too.
Hey, now's the time for the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Commanders face uncertainties with veterans like Bobby Wagner and Jameson Crowder. They were limited in practice. Zach Ertz and Farrell remain under observation, though they could play a pivotal role if cleared. Standout defenders like Marshawn Lattimore, Frankie Louvu, fully fit. Bobby Wagner is expected to play. That's the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Coming up next, former Washington wide receiver Anthony Armstrong joins us to give us his take on the big game.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.